Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tomorrow marks what would have been the 100th birthday of Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver. The JFK National Historical Site in Brookline is hosting a virtual celebration of her life and work. Mark Schwartz, president of the Friends of the JFK Birthplace, hopes the event will bring more attention to a Kennedy family member who sometimes is overlooked.
Our aim is to shed greater light on her as one of the Kennedy siblings of her generation who achieved greatness in the same way that her better-known brothers did.
Joining us for more on Shriver's life and legacy is Eileen McNamara. She's author of the 2018 biography, Eunice, The Kennedy Who Changed the World, and she's chair of the journalism program at Brandeis. Eileen, thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you call Eunice Kennedy Shriver the architect of a great civil rights movement in the country. How wide-reaching would you say her legacy is on this?
Well, she has an international legacy, of course, because Special Olympics, which she founded, is in more than 170 countries. So that legacy is enormous on its own. But in this country, she had enormous power as a legislator behind the scenes. She might have been the best political operative in the Kennedy family. It's hard to remember this, but until 1975, children with intellectual disabilities didn't have a right to a seat in a public school classroom. That changed because of Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Yeah. Can you tell us why this was so important for her?
Well, this is the personal story, of course. Her sister Rosemary was born with mild intellectual disabilities. But when she was 23 years old, she began lashing out. And I think it's pretty clear that mental illness compounded her intellectual disabilities. And Joe Kennedy made the tragic, misguided decision to have Rosemary lobotomized. And the surgery, which was then experimental and is now largely discredited, had terrible consequences. It left her unable to walk or talk. Probably more tragic than that is Joe Kennedy's decision to isolate her from the rest of the family. He institutionalized her, and her brothers and sisters didn't see her for 20 years.
And what was her relationship like with her sister Rosemary?
Well, Rosemary was older than Eunice, but Eunice, in fact, was her tutor. She taught her how to swim. She taught her how to sail. She played tennis with her. It's funny, even in the eulogy that she gave for her sister when Rosemary died in 2005, she actually complained that she would have won many more races on Nantucket Sound had she not taken Rosemary along as her crew. But that was expected of her. Rosemary was basically her charge. And of all the Kennedy siblings, it was Eunice who brought her back into the heart of that family.
Would you say that Eunice Kennedy Shriver is a lesser known member of the Kennedy family? I mean, aside from the fact that you wrote a book about her.
When maybe I say not that from she's a lesser known, I think Eunice Kennedy Shriver is exhibit A of how easy it is to write women out of history. I mean, this is a woman whose legacy is enormous. And most people think of her as that nice heiress who started some charity to give children with intellectual disabilities access to the playing fields, to have the opportunity to enjoy sports. To be honest, that's the least of her legacies. When Jack Kennedy was the president of the United States, she appealed to him to create within the National Institute of Health a special institute that would be devoted to research on issues of maternal and prenatal health. And that Institute for Child Health and Human Development exists today. And it's now called the Eunice Kennedy Shriver Institute for Child Health and Human Development.
Is there a specific anecdote that stands out in your mind when you think of her?
soon after the Kennedy Center opened in Washington, she held a fundraiser there for Special Olympics. Eunice overstayed during the rehearsal and didn't have time to get back home to put on her gown for the evening's festivities. So she had her chauffeur bring the gown in. Well, it was a very elaborate outfit, and she couldn't figure out how to put it on. It had a lot of cutouts in it, in the back and on the sides, and she couldn't figure out which one went over her head. So the time was ticking down, and she was introducing President Ford. So she was in her ladies' room trying to put this dress on. A woman came in, and she said to the woman, "I'm Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Take off your dress right now." The woman dutifully obeyed, because Eunice had a way of convincing people to do what she wanted them to do. And she put on a dress that Ethel Kennedy describes as one of the ugliest gowns she has ever seen in her life. It also didn't fit Eunice, who was notoriously thin and tall, but it was a dress. And she went out and introduced the President of the United States, and then, kind of classically self-absorbed, took her seat in the auditorium, leaving a woman in her slip in the bathroom. An attendant found the woman not too long later, and Eunice returned to the restroom to give the woman her dress back.
That's a great story, and it says so much. Eileen McNamara, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for celebrating her centennial.